I've got the rain in my veins. The flood water in my blood makes my heart beat harder. I've got the scent of death and decay in the wind sinking into my nose and under my skin. She's the music in my ears and the mold in my soul. Move with her like bellies to Congo drums. Write a sonnet to her, serenade her, recite her a poem. Bump her like Sissy Bounce, or mellow into her like Marsalis. Let her weave through your brain like a song has moved you when you can't stop the flow. But don't let her go. Last night on my knees, I scrubbed and scraped Katrina from the tiles of a house that would one day belong to my kids, who'd have no idea there was a remain underneath the sofa I'd purposely not wiped away. Because while Hugo and Andrew talked a good game, in the end all they did was ride the gulf to the lake and kick up a few waves and make a few trees shake. But Katrina had foresight and long-term goals. Bear her like ungratifying child labor of a stillborn. Answer to her. Embrace her. Make passionate, steamy love to her till you moan. Let her consume you on holidays and special events not meant to be spent alone. Do what you must, but don't let her go. She's death's greatest stage. She's the 11th plague. She's 5 men dead in a truck from a murderous rampage. There is no fury like her rage hell-bent. The apocalypse heaven-sent. A city's extinction-level event. She's men's residence changing homes. Chickens coming home to roost again. She's the perfect combination of wind and neglect and Amir's criminals in city halls in black robes whose congressional bills pass at levy's expense, whose gavel smacks smash homes and crack domes. Beat her to let her know you care. Hate her in front of your friends for show lover behind closed doors at home. She's a summer rain and a gentle breeze blown and an infamous name that our hearts now own. Oh, beautiful storm, I won't let you go.